KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
The cloudy sky, 62 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We picked up 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. And we look for showers and thunderstorms today through at least midday, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a rural Red Oak woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon for domestic assault. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Jessica Faye Davis was taken into custody at around 3:45 p.m. Davis was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. A former Underwood Middle School teacher has pleaded guilty to sex abuse charges. 45-year-old Barrett Glasnap pled guilty in Pottawatomie County District Court Tuesday to two counts of third-degree sexual abuse, sexual exploitation of a minor, and sexual exploitation by a school employee as part of a plea agreement. Glasnap was accused of a relationship with a student while she was 13 and 14 years old in eighth grade. According to Dan McGinn with the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office, the sex abuse and exploitation of minor charges are felonies, which carry a 25-year consecutive sentence, which was suspended. Glasnap will spend 90 days in jail on the sexual exploitation by a school employee charge, which is an aggravated misdemeanor. The former teacher will also live at a residential treatment center and complete the sex offender treatment program, staying at the facility for up to 2 years, during which he'll also be on probation. A probation violation during those 2 years would result in a 25-year prison term. The kid said probation violations after that will net prison time as well. Glasnap will be on the sex offender registry for the rest of his life. A Council Bluffs man was cited for public intoxication after he was found in the Pottawatomie County jail grounds trying to make contact with his incarcerated girlfriend. The Omaha World Herald says, according to an arrest report, at around 9:40 p.m. Sunday, deputies found 46-year-old Todd Roberts near the north shed of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and jail area. Roberts was riding a tricycle. Sheriff Jeff Danker said Roberts told deputies he was trying to contact his girlfriend, who is currently in jail. The sheriff's office arrested Roberts on suspicion of public intoxication. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an early morning carjacking incident. Bluffs Police Sergeant Ben Roth says officers were sent to the 1200 block of 7th Avenue at around 3:15 a.m. today. The victim, 18-year-old Kane Peterson of Council Bluffs, told police he was driving down the street when someone hit his VW Jetta with a hard object. When Peterson stopped out and got out of his vehicle to investigate, he got into a confrontation with a white male who produced a metal chain with a lock on the end. The suspect began swinging the lock and chain at Peterson. Peterson ran down the street with the suspect chasing him, but at some point, the suspect ran back to Peterson's vehicle, which had been left idling on the street. The man jumped into the car and took off. Officers found the car shortly thereafter in the area of South 9th Street and 5th Avenue. The vehicle was still running. The suspect, who was described as being about 6 feet tall, weighing 170 pounds, was wearing a black hoodie, jeans, and had brown facial hair. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. And in an update to our report yesterday morning, authorities in Pottawatomie County say an Atlantic man was arrested Monday evening in Walnut following a high-speed pursuit. Sergeant Jason Leemaster with the Pott County Sheriff's Office as a deputy in Avoca ran a license plate on a 1996 Cadillac DeVille at around 6 p.m., but the registered driver, 32-year-old Sean Gifford of Atlantic, came back as not having a valid license.
He attempted to stop the vehicle. The vehicle then eluded him, drove through several alleys, and then headed towards Walnut, speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour. The deputy terminated pursuit because of the speeds. A short while later, he found the vehicle coasting unoccupied into a residence's yard in Walnut. At that time, other deputies and other agencies converged on the area to assist to look for this guy. A short time later, they ended up finding the guy near the residence at 226 Copey Street in Walnut.
Gifford was taken into custody just before 8 p.m.
He was charged with eluding, drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal mischief fifth.
Leemaster said that Gifford told deputies he ran because he didn't have a valid license. The man was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and remained held Tuesday morning on $5,000 bond. The Pott County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by deputies from Cass and Shelby County, including the Cass County K-9 Unit and troopers of the Iowa State Patrol. In the funeral announcements, Lula Klein, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Lula Klein will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Barb Stanley, age 82, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Barb Stanley will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Sylvia Witt, age 68, of Griswold, died Thursday, May 28th, in Omaha. Funeral services for Sylvia Witt will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Omaha. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Carroll, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Richard Carroll will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vernon Nielsen, age 89, of Avoca, died January 27th in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Quanah Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died May the 20th in Colorado. Visitation for Quanah Warner will be Saturday from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lawrence Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Lawrence Larson will be Saturday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Christensen, age 88, of Rural Atlantic, died April 20th in Arizona. Memorial services for Clifford Christensen will be on Sunday at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Luella Hull, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Luella Hull is currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Roland Watkins, age 58, of Omaha and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Roland Watkins are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.